Welcome to the deep dive. Let's get straight to it. Are you pouring your heart and soul into your Shopify store, but the sales just aren't where you want them to be? You're not alone. Shockingly, around 76% of new Shopify stores struggle to hit that sustainable profitability mark.
Wow, 76%.
Yeah. So if you're looking for real strategies to cut through the noise, drive consistent traffic, and, you know, turn those visitors into loyal customers, this is exactly where you need to be.
Absolutely. Today, our mission is laser-focused to give you a concrete step-by-step guide to supercharge your Shopify sales in 2025. We're zeroing in on two advertising titans, Meta, with Facebook and Instagram, and of course, Google Ads.
Right.
Think of this as your express lane to understanding how to effectively use these powerhouses to not just stay afloat, but truly dominate in the competitive world of e-commerce.
And why are we putting these two under the microscope? Well, consider this. Facebook and Instagram together boast an astounding 2.9 billion monthly active users.
That's incredible.
It really is. And Google, they handle over 8.5 billion searches every single day. That's not just a big audience. It's a massive opportunity waiting to be tapped. But it's more than just sheer numbers, isn't it?
Precisely. Both platforms offer incredibly sophisticated ways to pinpoint your ideal customer. We're talking about targeting based on demographics, sure, but also their specific interests, behaviors, and even their demonstrated intent to buy.
Nope.
What's also game-changing is the detailed tracking they provide. You can see exactly which campaigns are driving results, allowing you to constantly tweak and optimize your spending. And crucially, as your Shopify store scales, these platforms have the infrastructure to grow right along with you.
Okay, so we understand the why behind focusing on Facebook and Google. But before we even think about crafting our first ad, our sources are crystal clear. You need a rock-solid foundation for your Shopify store itself. Let's unpack what that looks like.
Yeah, the basics first.
First up, mobile optimization. It might sound basic, but get this. A whopping 67% of online purchases now happen on mobile devices.
67%.
Yep. If your store isn't lightning fast and a breeze to navigate on a phone, you're essentially closing your doors to a huge chunk of potential revenue.
That's absolutely right. And when we talk about speed, it's not just a nice to have, it's a conversion killer if you get it wrong. Our research indicates that for every single second your page takes to load, you risk a 7% drop in your conversion rate.
7% per second.
Wow, think about that. Shaving off even a couple of seconds could have a significant impact on your bottom line. Beyond the technical side, you also need to build trust from the moment someone lands on your page.
Right.
Prominent customer reviews, recognized security badges, and clear, easy-to-find return policies are non-negotiable in today's market.
Exactly. You want to eliminate any friction or doubt in the customer's mind.
Yeah.
And speaking of what's happening on your site, this is where accurate tracking comes in. You absolutely must have the Facebook Pixel and Google Analytics 4 correctly installed on your Shopify store.
Yes, critical.
This is the data backbone that will inform every decision you make about your ad campaigns. If that data isn't accurate, you're flying blind.
Couldn't agree more. You simply can't optimize what you don't measure effectively. And lastly, on this foundational level, you need to have a compelling value proposition. What makes your Shopify store the go-to place for the products you sell?
Why you?
Exactly. Why should someone choose you over the countless other options out there? Clearly articulating what makes you unique and valuable is the core message that will drive all your advertising efforts. The guide we've been looking at also highlights some really useful Shopify apps that can bolster these foundations.
Oh yeah, like what?
And mentioning tools like Klaviyo or Omnisend for powerful email marketing, Loyalty Lion or Smile.io for building customer loyalty programs, Privy or Justuno for capturing leads, and Shogun or Pagefly for creating high-converting landing pages.
All right, so our Shopify store is dialed in. It's fast, mobile-friendly, trustworthy. We're tracking everything, and we're crystal clear on our unique value. Now, let's get into the nitty-gritty of Facebook ads for 2025. Our sources strongly recommend what they call the winning funnel approach. Can you walk us through what that entails?
Certainly. The concept of a marketing funnel has been around for a while, but it's particularly effective on platforms like Facebook that allow you to nurture potential customers through different stages. It's about guiding them from initial awareness all the way to making a purchase.
Makes sense.
The first stage is awareness. Here, your main goals are to simply get your brand seen by a broad audience that aligns with your potential customer base. Targeting at this stage is typically based on broad interests.
Okay, broad strokes.
Right. Think about the kind of content that resonates here, engaging video ads, behind-the-scenes peeks at your brand, or even informative posts related to your product niche. You're essentially introducing yourself and sparking initial interest.
Makes perfect sense, planting the seed and letting people know you exist. What happens once you've captured some initial attention?
That leads us to the consideration stage. At this point, you're aiming to deepen the engagement with those who've shown some initial interest in your brand or products. The objectives here shift to driving traffic to your Shopify store and encouraging interaction with your content.
So warming them up a bit.
Exactly. Your targeting becomes a bit more refined. Perhaps people who have visited your website, watched a significant portion of your awareness videos, or engaged with your previous posts. The content you share now might include customer testimonials, detailed product demonstrations, or content that highlights how your products solve a specific problem.
Like showing the value.
For your target audience, yeah. You're moving from just awareness to showing them why they should consider you.
So we've gone from broad reach to demonstrating value. Now comes the moment of truth, right? The bottom of the funnel.
Exactly, the conversion stage. This is where the rubber meets the road. Your primary goal is to convert those interested individuals into actual paying customers on your Shopify store.
Getting the sale.
Precisely. Objectives focus on driving sales and, if you have a product catalog set up on Facebook, directly promoting your products. Your targeting becomes highly specific. Think about retargeting people who have added items to their cart but haven't completed their purchase.
Ah, the cart abandoners.
Yep, classic target. Or reaching out to past buyers with new offers, or targeting those who initiated the checkout process but didn't finish. The content at this stage is all about creating a sense of urgency and providing clear calls to action limited time offers, abandoned cart reminders with potential discounts, or even personalized upsells based on their browsing history.
This funnel approach feels very intuitive, guiding potential buyers through a natural journey. Now, our sources also highlight some advanced Facebook ad techniques that are particularly relevant as we look towards 2025. What are some of the cutting-edge strategies we should be paying attention to?
There are definitely some exciting developments. Advantage Plus shopping campaigns, for example, leverage the power of AI to automate and optimize your campaigns, and they're reportedly delivering a significant boost in return on ad spend.
Oh, really? How much?
Around 25% higher in many cases, according to the reports. Collaborative influencer ads are another increasingly powerful tool, allowing you to tap into the credibility and reach that influencers have cultivated with their followers.
Using their audience.
Smart, very smart. Facebook and Instagram are also heavily promoting integrated shop tabs, which make it even more seamless for users to browse and purchase directly within the apps. And let's not overlook the incredible reach of Stories and Reels with over 500 million daily active users.
Yeah, a billion daily.
Yeah, it's massive. These short-form video formats offer a huge opportunity for capturing attention and driving engagement. Finally, Messenger bots can provide instant personalized interaction with potential customers, answering questions, providing info, even guiding them through checkout, all in real time.
That's a comprehensive look at the Facebook landscape. Now, let's pivot to Google Ads strategies, specifically for Shopify in 2025. Where should Shopify store owners be focusing their efforts on the Google side?
Well, with Google Ads, having a robust foundation in search campaigns is still absolutely essential. This means meticulous keyword targeting, focusing on those high-intent, buying-ready search terms.
The ones people use when they actually want to buy something.
Exactly. People actively looking to make a purchase. Structuring your campaigns logically by your Shopify store's product categories is also crucial for effective management and optimization. Don't underestimate the impact of ad extensions.
Like site links.
Yeah, things like site link extensions and structured snippets. They provide valuable extra information in your ads and can significantly improve your click-through rates. Performance Max campaigns are also gaining significant traction.
PMax, right?
Yeah, PMax. Utilizing Google's AI to reach customers across their entire network. Search, shopping, display, YouTube, Gmail, discover all within a single campaign. And finally, strategically leveraging smart bidding strategies such as Target ROAS or Target CPA can automate your bidding and help you achieve your desired performance goals more efficiently.
So Target ROAS for profit focus, Target CPA for acquisition focus.
Generally, yes. If you have a good handle on your profit margins, target ROAS can be very powerful. If you're more focused on acquiring new customers within a specific budget, target CPA might be a better starting point.
Okay, so really honing in on search intent. What about Google Shopping campaigns? Those seem particularly relevant for showcasing physical products from a Shopify store.
Absolutely. Google Shopping can be incredibly effective for putting your products directly in front of potential customers as they're searching. The key here is having an optimized product feed.
Right, the data feed.
Your product titles and descriptions need to be rich with relevant keywords to ensure your products show up for the right searches. Utilizing competitive pricing tools, and PrizInc is one example our source mentions, can help you stay competitive. High-quality, enhanced imagery.
Good photos are crucial.
Vital. Showcasing your products from multiple angles is really important for grabbing attention. Don't forget to leverage merchant promotions to highlight any special offers or discounts, and integrating customer reviews into your shopping ads can significantly boost your credibility and click-through rates.
And how do YouTube ads fit into an effective Shopify advertising strategy?
YouTube, being a visual platform, is a natural fit for showcasing your products in action through product videos. Short, impactful demos, ideally in the 15 to 30 second range.
Quick and catchy.
Exactly. Highly effective at capturing attention and demonstrating value. You can leverage in-market audience targeting to reach viewers who are actively researching or considering products within your specific niche. Remarketing on YouTube is also powerful for re-engaging website visitors.
Bringing them back.
And TrueView shopping ads allow you to display directly clickable product cards alongside your video ads, creating a seamless path from viewing to purchasing. Finally, utilizing brand lift tracking can help you measure the impact of your YouTube campaigns on overall brand awareness and recall.
So we've covered platform-specific strategies for both Facebook and Google. But our sources really emphasize the importance of mastering remarketing across platforms. Why is this such a critical piece of the puzzle?
Remarketing is all about re-engaging those valuable segments of your audience who have already shown some level of interest. It's low-hanging fruit, really. Mm-hmm. By tailoring your ad message and showing it to them on the right platform at the right time, you significantly increase your chances of converting that interest into a sale.
Like reminding them about what they looked at.
Precisely. For example, you can use dynamic product ads on both Facebook and Google to show people the exact products they viewed on your Shopify store, perhaps with a special offer. For those cart abandoners we mentioned,
yeah.
A friendly reminder with a potential discount on Facebook can be very effective. You can also use both platforms to upsell or cross-sell to past buyers, or even share educational content with people who have read your blog posts on Facebook to nurture them further.
So targeting different groups differently.
Exactly. And for your most loyal VIP customers, exclusive offers across both platforms can reinforce their loyalty and encourage repeat purchases.
That makes perfect sense. It's about nurturing those warmer leads and guiding them towards conversion. But the guide also includes a warning about avoiding remarketing burnout. What are some practical tips to ensure we're not overwhelming potential customers?
That's a crucial consideration. Bombarding people can definitely backfire. The advice here is to be mindful of your ad frequency. Aim for around, say, 3 to 5 impressions per person per week.
Not too much.
Right. Regularly refresh your remarketing audiences, maybe every 14 to 30 days, to avoid showing ads to people who just bought something or aren't interested anymore. It's also important to rotate your ad creatives weekly.
Keep it fresh.
To prevent ad fatigue. And definitely make sure you're excluding recent buyers from your acquisition campaigns. You don't want to coach them with ads for stuff they just bought.
These are really valuable, actionable insights. Now let's talk about something that's always top of mind. Budget. Our sources offer some general guidelines for optimal budget allocation between Facebook and Google ads. What's the suggested breakdown?
Okay, so the recommended starting point is to allocate approximately 60% of your total ad budget to Facebook ads and the remaining 40% to Google ads.
60-40, Facebook, Google.
Got it. Within that Facebook budget, the suggestion is to put around 20% into awareness, 30% into consideration, and the largest chunk, 50%, into your conversion campaigns.
Focusing most on the bottom of the funnel there.
Right. For the Google Ads budget, the suggested split is roughly 40% for search, 40% for Google Shopping, and the remaining 20% for YouTube and display.
Okay. Balance between search and shopping, mostly.
Now, it's really important to remember these are just general guidelines. You absolutely need to continuously monitor your performance data and adjust based on what's driving the best results for your specific store and goals.
Right. It's not set in stone. Adapt based on data. That gives us a really helpful framework to start with. Now, how do we actually gauge whether our spending is translating into meaningful results? What are the critical performance metrics to track?
Okay, several key metrics you need to watch closely. First and foremost is return on ad spend, or ROAS.
The big one.
Absolutely. A general target to aim for is a minimum of 3x. So for every dollar you spend, you want at least $3 back in revenue.
Minimum 3x ROAS.
Okay, then there's cost per acquisition, or CPA. How much does it cost to get a new customer? A good benchmark is to keep this below 30% of your average order value.
CPA below 30% of AOV. Make sense?
Click-through rate, CTR. How often do people click your ad? Aim for around 2 to 5% for Google search, maybe 1, 2% for Facebook ads. These vary, but those are decent targets. Your overall conversion rate, the percentage of store visitors who buy ideally, you want that above 2%. And finally, don't overlook average order value, AOV itself. And maybe most importantly for the long haul, your customer lifetime value.
CLV.
CLV, yeah, the long-term view. Exactly. Understanding how much a customer spends over their entire relationship with your brand is crucial for knowing how much you can really afford to spend to acquire them.
These metrics really provide a clear roadmap for measuring success. Looking ahead to 2025, what are some key advertising trends that Shopify store owners should be aware of?
The landscape's always shifting, right? So staying ahead is key. We're seeing a major shift towards first-party data strategies as privacy rules tighten up.
Using your own customer data more.
Exactly. Building and leveraging your email lists, purchase history, that kind of thing. AI creative testing tools like Pencil and Shutterrock were mentioned are getting really sophisticated, helping automate finding the best ad creatives.
AI helping with the ads themselves.
Yeah. Voice search optimization is also growing, so think about how people might ask for your products using voice search. Social commerce integration, buying right in the app, that's just going to keep growing rapidly.
In-app checkouts.
Yep. Video-first content isn't optional anymore. It's pretty much fundamental. Engaging video works. And finally, sustainability messaging is becoming more important as consumers increasingly look for brands that align with their values.
It's clear that the advertising landscape is dynamic. Now, to bring all these concepts together, our sources include a case study featuring a business called Lunar Designs. Can you give us a quick overview?
Sure. So Lunar Designs started with about $5,000 a month in ad spend, getting around $12,000 in sales. Not bad, but room for improvement.
Okay.
After implementing a strategic approach based on these principles over 90 days, their monthly ad spend went up slightly to $8,000, but sales shot up to $34,160.
Wow, that's a huge jump.
It really is. That's a 427% increase in their return on ad spend. The keys were a clear funnel strategy on Facebook, optimized Google shopping, smart cross-platform remarketing, and a video-first content approach.
So basically, doing everything we just talked about.
Pretty much. It's a great example of how these tactics combined can really drive significant growth.
That's incredibly encouraging. Now, looking at the other side, what are some common Shopify advertising mistakes to avoid?
Oh, there are definitely pitfalls. A big one is skipping proper testing and just scaling campaigns too early before you really know what works.
Impatience kills the budget.
Exactly. Another is neglecting the mobile user experience on the store itself. We talked about how crucial mobile is. Poor audience research is another. Targeting the wrong people just wastes money.
And know your customer.
Absolutely. Ignoring post-purchase strategies like follow-up emails or loyalty programs limits your CLV. And finally, just putting all your eggs in one basket, relying too heavily on only Facebook or only Google, can be risky. Diversification helps.
These are all really important warnings. Now, let's hit some quick FAQs that beginners often have. First, what's a recommended beginner budget?
A good starting point is usually somewhere between $1,500 to $2,000 per month. That gives you enough data to start learning without breaking the bank.
$1, $5K to $2K monthly to start.
Okay.
And should beginners start with Facebook or Google?
The advice generally leans towards starting with Facebook. It often allows for more affordable audience insights early on. You can test targeting and learn about your audience potentially cheaper than some Google campaigns.
Facebook first for learning, potentially. How quickly can someone realistically expect results?
You might see some initial signs in maybe 2-3 weeks, but realistically, it often takes around 60 to 90 days of consistent effort testing, tweaking, optimizing to really dial things in and see substantial, reliable results.
Patience is key. 60, 90 days for real traction. When should someone consider hiring an agency?
A good rule of thumb is often when your store's monthly revenue consistently hits over $10,000. At that point, the complexity often justifies bringing in expert help.
Okay, $10K revenue mark. And finally, the single most important metric for long-term growth.
While ROAS is vital day-to-day, for long-term sustainability, the customer lifetime value CLV to customer acquisition cost CAC ratio is arguably the most critical. It tells you if you're acquiring customers profitably over the long run.
CLV to CAC ratio. Got it. This has been incredibly comprehensive. To help listeners take action, our sources give some clear, actionable next steps week by week. Can you quickly run through that plan?
Absolutely. So week one, optimize your store setup, get those foundations solid, mobile, speed, trust, tracking.
Week one, store foundations.
Week two, dive deep into audience research and plan your initial campaigns. Who are you targeting and how?
Week two, research and planning.
Weeks three, four, launch your first awareness and consideration campaigns on both platforms. Get things rolling.
Weeks three, four, launch top middle funnel.
Weeks five, six, implement remarketing and launch your conversion campaigns. Target those warmer leads.
Weeks five, six, remarketing and conversions.
And weeks 7 to 8, analyze performance data, optimize based on what you learn, and start planning how to scale what's working.
Weeks 7 to 8, analyze, optimize, scale planning. Great.
It's a solid roadmap to get started.
So to bring it all together, successfully advertising your Shopify store in 2025 with Facebook and Google Ads really boils down to a strategic blend. Understanding each platform, using that funnel approach, and crucially, committing to ongoing analysis and optimization.
Exactly. It's not a set it and forget it thing. It's an iterative process.
Right. It's about continuous learning and refinement.
Precisely. By diligently implementing these proven strategies, you're not just hoping for sales, you're actively building a sustainable path to growth for your Shopify store.
Absolutely. And on that note, here's a final thought to really chew on. Considering the increasing sophistication of AI in advertising and the growing importance of building direct relationships via first-party data, what key shifts will you need to make in your customer engagement strategies over the next year to not only stay competitive, but truly thrive?
That's a great question to ponder.
Definitely something worth considering as you take these insights and start applying them. Thanks for diving deep with us today.